From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome to another episode of Beers with the Brewers. This is the August 27th episode, if you're listening when this releases. This week, we're going to be talking about long-distance high five. On the podcast this week, myself, Mark Richards, Walt Keyes,
hey.
Dan Schaefer,
ahoy,
and Adam Benner, back from hiatus.
Back from hiatus, and we got two of us at the brewery today. So
yeah, I'm at the brewery. It's been a long time since I've been down here for anything at all.
Pretty exciting.
Walt's directly above the Kickstarter room. I'm slightly to the side, distance, a little socially distance. You might hear a little echo. We'll see. But good to have another person here recording.
Yeah, not bad. So Long Distance High Five is a Goza-style ale.
Goza or Goza?
I'm going Goza.
Both are acceptable.
Yep, Yeah. Indeed. So this is a collaboration, is what Walt told me, not a collaboration.
Yeah, that's some marketing that I did.
What's a long distance collaboration with Warped Wing? Tart, floral, funky, and bready. So we were trying to get somebody from Warped Wing to join the podcast this week. I mentioned that last week on the podcast. But due to their new Springboro taproom opening this Saturday, they are rushing around trying to get things ready. So make sure if you're in Springboro, go check out their new tap room. We've got the long distance high five version that they did along with ours to drink today.
Yeah. Weird that their new brand new fancy tap room would take precedent over appearing on the hit podcast Beers with the Brewers. But
that's very true.
You know, I guess to each their own.
I mean, it shocked me too, but hey. Trying to get this tap room open, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congrats. Well, taco or chili this week, fellas?
I was just thinking about this. I think the corn notes in the beer would really actually lend themselves well to whatever you have, and make sure you get an actual corn tortilla and not flour. But yeah, maybe chili, I don't know, Frito pie, something like that.
Yeah, it's not really a chili or a taco, but we've made this now like four times in the last 2 weeks. Is like a corn salad. You get some good sweet corn, cut that up, either char it or just cut it off the cob raw with some blistered shishito peppers, some salt,
nice
pepper, oil, and some feta cheese or queso fresco. Outstanding. I bet that would go pretty well.
Did you put some tahini in there?
Yeah, we did use it on one batch. That stuff's good on everything, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that has like at all of a Southwest Mexican, Latin American lean to it, that tahini goes pretty well with. So, yeah, I don't know if that qualifies as a chili, like a hot weather chili, but it's pretty tasty.
Sounds good. So corn's the theme, going with corn.
Sure.
Perf. Well, Adam, we missed you last week, and we did not get a weather report. What's going on out in the beer garden?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I left Columbus, it was, you know, mid-80s. Felt like fall was just right around the corner. And I came back, and it's 95 degrees and 95% humidity, like we're apparently in the deep south right now. So at one point today I was outside and it rained and I literally felt like I was in a swamp. The steam was rising off the ground. This is not normal for August 26th. So it's been a hot summer. I'm not going to really complain about that, but it was hot.
I'm seeing highs in the 70s next week. So.
Ooh, yeah, it's football weather.
I think he's going to kind of...
Would have been perfect for the start of the Big Ten football season next week.
Could we get a beer pairing with that weather forecast?
Lawnraker.
Well, with the 70s, yes. I don't know, with the Swamp.
Actually, with the Swamp, I think this Long Distance High Five pairs extremely well.
That's right. I think it's perfect. The
nice and light, refreshing, got a little bit of tartness. You're definitely going to want to stay hydrated with all that humidity and heat out there, though. Mix in a water after every beer.
Mm-hmm. At least every third. Mm. Well, Walt, what's shaking in the beer garden? I think just business as usual out there. We got quite the routine going.
We're falling into a groove here, in a late summer groove. If you listen to this podcast, you know. But we got music Thursdays and Sundays. Thursdays starts about 5. Sundays a little bit earlier, 3 o'clock. Winnie Cooper Project playing this Sunday, the 31st. So come check that out.
Oh, that's fun.
We got Travia Trivia with Travis on Tuesdays. We got Music Monday. Well, actually, we're going to do the Epic Mondays soon, right, Benner?
Yeah, this upcoming Monday is super bad, but because the crew are playing on Wednesday, there's no Wednesday movie next week. But then the following week, I think we'll get into the routine of Monday and Wednesday movies with the goal. I think it might be the sun might be out a little too long at this point, but we're going to do the Lord of the Rings trilogy at some point this late summer, early fall on that Monday night. So if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, look out for that. We'll get that up on the website on landgrant.app. This week, Monday, super bad. So those tickets are available. You go on, you're booking for a whole table. So anywhere from a two top to most of the tables comfortably sit 6 people. And then we have 3 of the booths that are on Town Street that you can fit 10 people comfortably. So movies have been selling out very fast. Tommy Boy and Goonies sold out in about 24 hours. So once you see it, be sure to grab a table if you're interested.
Nice. What's the name of that food truck that's there on Mondays? I saw it there.
Street Times.
Yeah, Street Times.
Yeah, Street Times here Monday. Satan's Realm, the vegan street food truck here Tuesday. Two Fat Indians here on Wednesdays. And then Ray Ray's holds it down Thursday through Sunday out at the beer garden. So, yeah, plenty of stuff going on. And then also with all these things, we will be showing all the crew matches out there as well. So if you're not quite sure and the crew are playing, we will have it on, and we'll work everything around that. So, yeah, come on down, hang out, have some beers and some food and some fun. There you go. Beers, food, and fun, right?
Trifecta.
Yeah, that's all I got for events and stuff, so we should talk about beer now.
I would say so. Dan, what do you think, man?
I think this beer is 5.6% ABV and 8 IBUs. just a pinch of some Hallertau Middlefrue hops, a little spice in there. But yeah, so the idea, we were kicking around and we're like, do we really want to do another IPA? And like, no, not that we don't love IPAs, but we do a lot of them, so
they're popular.
Chris and John Hagerty over at Warpwing and myself were kicking around ideas, and I just sort of quickly Googled, it's like, what are the top agricultural products in Ohio? And there was only 3 that weren't meat, and those were corn, wheat, and flowers. I'm like, well, the corn and the wheat are easy enough, and House Malts actually does a series of heirloom corns. So we got this really cool Bloody Butcher. It's got this red, sort of reddish-orange tinge to it. And they're heirloom red wheat, but for the flour portion, I had to do a little thinking on that. But we've been known to throw some honey at some stuff from time to time, and I really like honey and sour beers, so I found a place in, unfortunately not Ohio, but in upstate New York that has honeysuckle honey.
Okay.
And yeah, it was very nice stuff. It's not sort of an overwhelming floral type of perfumey thing, but you do get that if you ever picked honeysuckle as a kid. You get that little sort of honeysuckle trickle on the back of your throat. It's really nice. Yeah, visually, I love the way this thing looks. It's absolutely crystal clear. Just looking at
it, very bright.
You'd be fooled into thinking it's just like a light lager. And because we did the honey in the secondary. We heat it up in our pilot mash tun to get it to sort of somewhat pasteurization temps, and also just to get the honey to flow. But then we throw it in the tank and recirculate it. And because we get that secondary fermentation in the tank, you just get natural carbonation from the yeast and just get these very nice, fine, tight little bubbles. So it's very pretty to look at.
Rich gold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich gold. Funny story.
You're muted.
Sorry, Walt. We had to cut you off for typing. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry.
You're still muted.
I'm not muted.
There you go.
Am I muted? Can you hear me?
You're good now.
I'm muted. Anyway. You're muted.
Rich Gold. I know someone whose name is Rich Gold. So there you go.
Walt had a much longer explanation, but Mark muted him, and he just kind of gave up.
Coincidence.
It's a friend of my brother-in-law, Andrew Heathfield's name is Rich Gold, and I've always thought it was just about like the best name you could have. It's a pretty cool name.
Wow, that's all I got. That's pretty good. And his name lives on through the color of this beer, Dan. What do you think of that?
That's great. I like stories, Walt. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a real good one. I'm sure he's a listener to this podcast, too.
I mean, who isn't?
Not many people. Don't listen to this podcast.
I'm sure there's a handful.
It's a short list of people that don't listen to Beers with the Brewers.
Hey, we got a greeting card this week, by the way. But
really?
Yeah, we're going to do it next week.
Oh, that's a tease.
Well, I thought we had an extra guest, so I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I didn't put it in the notes.
You didn't want to submit the Warp Wing guys to our listenership?
Right. Now, Dan, is this honeysuckle the very honeysuckle that is an invasive species that grows all along the Olentangy River bike trail?
Indeed it is. I found out that was sort of the common thread amongst all the ingredients, is even though, of course, corn and wheat are domesticated from, you know, wild species, what is grown in Ohio now was domesticated in, I think, Pennsylvania largely. Except, you know, unless you're growing heirloom varieties, which is super cool. Honeysuckle was brought in from China, I think, like late 1800s, early 1900s. It's kind of a status symbol, landscaping type of thing. And then, of course, it took off like wildfire and choked out native species. But certainly a delightful part of my childhood. So,
I know they're always trying to remove it from the riverbanks down here in this area.
Well, I've really wanted to use it in a beer for a while. So one of these days, I'm going to help them with that by just harvesting a bunch of honeysuckle flowers and throwing them in something. But
That'd be cool.
Yeah. We need to up our foraging cred.
That would do it.
Well, there's plenty available in my parents' backyard if we need some.
Noted.
Cool. Well, have we cracked theirs yet?
I just popped.
I have not.
It's funny how they're they are visually quite different. This has a pretty pronounced haze to it, but it also, you get a lot more graininess out of theirs. Yeah, the carbonation is not quite as fine. It's delicious. It's not quite as tart. It's probably a bit more quaffable, but
color is just about spot on, named after Walt's friend. Rich gold, but it does have it's got a slight haze. Other than that, they look pretty similar, and you're right, lighter, not as tart. A lot of corn stands out in theirs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's funny. They got an extra bag of corn that we were not able to use, so I think that's what pushed them over the edge.
Okay.
Interesting.
We originally were only going to do 20 barrels of this, and we decided, let's make it worth our while and do 40.
Yeah.
And I called Craig at House Malts, and I'm like, hey, can we double up that corn order? And he's like, ooh, yeah, we just sold the last of it. I'm like, to who? He's like, Warp Wing. he beat me to the punch by like an hour.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like how similar and different these beers are, though. This is fun to have them both side by side.
Oh, yes. Well, I forgot to... There's a lot of cool things about this beer, but one of the cool things about this process is prior to this, we had only done kettle sour fermentations. And John convinced us to actually sour in a fermenter. So all 40 barrels of this was soured in a tank and then pumped back over to the kettle and boiled off.
Oh, cool.
But they also gave us their sour lacto culture, and we combined it with the lacto culture that we get from Omega and used the two to sour ours. Then we put that in a keg and they took it to sour theirs.
Oh, wow.
So, okay.
Yeah. In that sense, it was cool since we couldn't actually get together and brew this thing. We were, you know, sort of trading ingredients. And in that way, we were all really together.
So what do you think, Dan, about this souring in the fermenter versus the kettle? What's your opinion?
Well, this is the most tart we've ever soured a beer. So I think it was like 3.1 pH. I think it rose to like maybe 3.2, 3.3 after fermentation. But I really like it. There's certain challenges to it, but overall, I think it's something that we will probably move forward with. Unless, I don't know, we're playing around with some other stuff. Watch this space. But yeah, for now, I think it's the sort of our new normal technique.
Cool.
The new normal.
Oh boy.
That's an overused term right now, isn't it, on the news?
Yeah, you hear it a little bit.
Well, one could really throw a few of these down. What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, no, I like this. I like this a lot. I mean, like Adam said, when it's hot out, you can really put some of these back. It's because of the honey, it dried out quite a bit. So it's mm-hmm. a very dry beer as well. And it's tart, but it's not, you know, it's not eating your enamel. You get enough complexity that you feel, you know, it's a substantial beer, but mm-hmm. I just think it's cool because mostly sours these days are, you know, massively fruited or dry hopped. So it's just really nice to have a sour that does something else.
So what are you asking, Mark?
How crushable would you say it is, Walt?
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
Well, I gave, what was the sour we just had come out not too long ago?
Sour Hoppy Fun Time?
Sour Hoppy Fun Time. I think I gave that a 4 or 5. And the more I drank of that, the more I think it was higher. So I'm going to go with a 6 on this. But I think mixing in some waters, maybe mixing in a different beer in between.
Yeah.
But it's definitely very crushable beer and very, thirst quench. I don't know. It's really good, especially when it's hot. Yeah. So I'm going to go 6.
Cool. I'm going to be a blending 5. So I think since I have both at my fingertips right now, I'm going to go 3 of ours and 2 of theirs and pin one of theirs in between ours each time for a total of 5 of these beers. But I think with the acidity, I wouldn't want to go too much higher than that, or I'd be reaching for the Tums.
Yeah, I'm going to go 5 as well. I think it was a 6 on Sour Hoppy Fun Time. I think I like the little bit of hoppiness that comes, even though I do really enjoy this beer. And I don't have the Warp Wing one in front of me, so I'm going to have to grab one after this.
It's down in the hop cooler, Adam.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah,
since I'm going 5. I missed my cue before, I'm going to go ahead and say 6 now.
6 it is. All right. That's good. 5.5 crusher this week. Not bad. Well, we've got a new beer coming out.
It's already out.
This week also in the beer garden.
We got 2 new beers out.
Oh, yeah. We've got
recording.
Nana Italian.
Nona.
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 Nona. Nona.
It should put only one N in there.
Nona.
It's a different language, Mark. It's Italian.
Oh, yeah.
different pronunciation rules.
Okay, so we got Nona Italian Pilsner. What else do we have?
So a lot of people, Nona, I think, is the more formal term, but so my Italian grandmother was Nani, and Nani is a lot of what other folks, but my mother-in-law currently goes by Nona, who's, and she's Italian. So
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, other new beer just out today is the newest Lonely Hops Club, El Dorado.
Oh, yeah. I saw that coming off the line.
Fresh off the line.
Is this number four of the four?
This is the Fab Four.
Four of four.
And we've actually got a couple experimentals coming on this week as well. So day of release of this podcast, these will be available.
Thursday the 27th.
Yeah, Thursday the 27th. We got a Coffee Vienna Lager with some Stoff's Coffee in there. A Winter Wheat with some orange zest in there. And a Apple Cinnamon ESB.
Ooh.
So a lot of new beers this week. Those experimentals are obviously very limited in quantities, but should be on the new website for delivery and in the beer garden and Lonely Hops Club and Nona. You should be able to find both here online and around town in stores. So, yeah, busy week for releases. We got two out next week too.
Well, it sounds like we better do a two beer podcast next week with Nona Italian Pilsner and Lonely Hops Club Denali.
Yeah, I might as well complete my tease here, but yeah, next week, Monday, 8:31, we've got Onawana Trail Mix Pale Ales out.
Camp Onawana, we hold you in our hearts.
Yeah,
and when I think about you, this thing fell apart. So I didn't go with the Budnick you thought I was going to. So,
and we'll also have another experimental out next week, Winter Citrus Pale Ale. So it won't be winter, but if you pay attention, you can see what we're doing there. But
it could be.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. A lot of beers coming out. So get on that. A
lot of fun stuff. Dan, do you know this Camp Onawana show?
No, I'm old.
Yeah. Salute your shorts?
Oh, come on.
It has come a song on. In it, I guess. We just learned that.
I think everything had a theme song back in the day. You couldn't have a TV show without a theme song.
I still don't.
Yeah, Mark, why don't you fire up your Time Warner cable box and point yourself to Nickelodeon and watch an episode of Salute Your Shorts. It's a fine program.
Okay.
That's the rundown.
I don't have a cable box, but I could probably find it on YouTube or something.
You know how that works? YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Help. If you need help with the computer, just let me know.
Yeah, right. I think I'm more likely to help you.
Mm-hmm. That's just a little ageist humor for you.
Yeah, that's what I was picking up. Well, nice talking to you guys. Thanks for listening, listeners.
Yeah, another hit episode.
Have a good weekend.
That's the way Walt's ending them all. Yeah. Tip your bartenders. It's so positive in these trying times.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Well, hey, it's the most fun I've had all day.
All right.
All right.
See you next week.
See you next week. Whoa. We ride, we jump, we swim and play.
I hope we never part. Now get it right or pay the price.
We will share a lifetime of the fondest memories by the lake of Onawana, sat in the old pine trees.
Camp on, we've called you in our hearts.
But when we think
the thing came apart.
Think Onawana was, think Onawana wanna live, Onawana wanna
on. There you go.
Wow, Dan, we really missed out.
You sure did.
Cheers.
See you guys. Have a good night.
You too.